This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on July 21st, 2011. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on our agenda is the proposed final audit report on the Georgia Federal Elections Committee.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Terry O'Brien. I'm from the Audit Division, and I'm here to present agenda document number 11-40, the proposed final audit report of the Georgia Federal Elections Committee. I'll turn it over for discussion.
There, Commissioner McGann.
Thank you. I'll keep it tight. When this came around on the ballot, I actually either objected or no voted by ballot. I don't recall because I wanted the chance to read it. As we all know, we've made some changes to how audit reports end up being in the final version and clarified some other ways that they end up being there. And this is, I think, part of that. And I needed just a little time to read it, and I appreciate having the opportunity to do that. I think the audit report at the end of the day is fine. There's some language in there that may be a little aggressive, but the deal that we cut was the auditors still get to put in there what they think should have happened, and it seems to me the auditors still think they were right. But the issue is what I call the holding account, I guess, where they paid payroll, where they moved sufficient hard money and soft money into one account and then paid payroll. To me, it wasn't a FICA problem, and I think enough of us agreed, and not all of us were willing to say this was actually the right way to do it, but, well, it wasn't the wrong way to do it, so I think we agree on that part of the result. But I do want to say, for my purposes and how I view it, whether this kind of account is outside of the party committee itself with a payroll vendor or whether they do it inside the party, I see it as a distinction without a difference, so long as the money being used is the right ratio or the right kind of money, depending on the issue, it becomes form over substance to worry about this kind of thing. I think we have to keep in mind that sometimes the law is complicated enough, and sometimes people have to do things as a practical matter, don't squarely fit within what perhaps an auditor would recommend. But as a matter of actually having a functioning state party and to pay people in a timely manner and that sort of thing, this sort of approach is fine. So I'm going to support the audit report, but I just wanted to note that after having some time to read it, that it doesn't mean I agree with all the language. We've already had this discussion, and I appreciate, again, the time. And hopefully this is a new era where now audit reports can start moving, and we know now what we're doing on all the various stages. So I'm plan on supporting the audit report. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Is there a motion? Vice Chair Hunter?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move to approve agenda document 11-40.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 6-0. Thank you, Mr. O'Brien and Mr. Hintermeister.
Thank you.